So I have Alyssa Erickson with Kentucky Hempsters on the phone today.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the story, first of all, behind Kentucky Hempsters?
So Kentucky Hempsters right now consists of me and my business partner, Kirsten. And we actually go way back. We were college roommates and were really unsatisfied with the current, I guess, career path that we were on, and we're seeking something that we felt confident in promoting and being a part of, and especially that would help revitalize our state. Both Kirsten and I, my business partner, were from Kentucky. We're Kentucky natives, and after spending some time away, we kind of realized our love for this state and wanted to do something positive for it. So after researching a little bit and doing a couple college, projects in between, we discovered industrial hemp, and it just seemed so fitting, especially in our state with its history and it being our number one cash crop until, you know, the early 1900s. It was almost like, why aren't we doing this? So my background is PR and advertising, and we took to social media. We took to what we knew, which was educating and getting the word out and creating compelling content to start educating people and get them involved with the industry, especially once the pilot projects were announced and hemp was actually being grown in the state again. So for the past 2 years through the pilot program, we've been working alongside farmers and processors, creating content while developing our own business ideas through our processing company, which is a whole separate deal than Kentucky Hempsters. But through that, we were able to get firsthand content that we distribute through our online website, our social media links, to basically give people a firsthand view of what's happening through these pilot projects and educate them about industrial hemp, what it is, what it's not, and the potential here in our state.
Who was the most influential or helpful to get a couple of college girls to kind of get up and rolling here?
It was sort of our history. Believe it or not, I would have to give some credit to our Kentucky forefathers, Henry Clay, John Hunt. All these guys were really pioneers in the industry, and through our research through hemp, we discovered this lost history almost a part of their lives. You know, Henry Clay is, you know, Kentucky's beloved statesman, yet people don't know that he was, you know, one of Kentucky's biggest hemp farmers and advocates. And same thing with John Hunt. He was the first millionaire in Kentucky, but yet he made all of his millions off of, you know, being a merchant in the hemp industry and in manufacturing hemp products. So again, there's a lost history there, and that sort of was almost frustrating to us, because here was this industry that was so influential, essentially build our Kentucky economy through the early 18th century, and yet it's been completely erased and banned at this point. So I have to give credit to our forefathers for that one.
Talk about the significance of having a hemp symposium then at Ashland, the Henry Clay Estate.
Henry Clay was one of the, if not the most influential advocates for the industry, on top of being a hemp farmer and really working on innovations for the industry. So he grew hundreds of acres of hemp at his Ashland farm, which at the time was 600 acres, and now it's I believe it's down to 16. But we do have a little hemp plot there this year. We're really excited about that. I mentioned my processing company briefly, United Hemp Industries. We actually partnered with the University of Kentucky to bring hemp back to Henry Clay's estate. So we're pretty excited about that, and using that tool and his history and his story and efforts in the industry to get people involved in the industry, get people excited about their heritage and their history, and really educate Kentucky about what hemp is and where this economy is essentially going.
Okay, so you're part of the pilot project then with UK. How is that going? What kind of reports are you getting so far?
So this is the third year that the pilot projects are happening across the state. My company, United Hemp Industries, is licensed through the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, just like the University of Kentucky and just like I believe there's 176 total participants in the state this year that will be either growing or processing industrial hemp in Kentucky. So this is the third year. I believe they approved 4,600 acres to be grown. I'm not sure how many of those have actually been planted yet, but since we're getting into the end of or middle of June, I'd say that a decent amount of them have been planted. So including ours, we actually have 6 acres across the state that we're affiliated with and working with. And so far, I'd have to give decent reports back. The weather's been off and on, but we finally have had some consistency here lately, and we've definitely seen some good progress in our hemp sprouts, and we're excited to show off the small plot at Henry Clay's estate. I guess we'll be able to see both a grain and fiber variety growing and how those work, too.
What is the biggest or most sizable impediment or obstacle that you envision having hemp reclaim its rightful place as a viable cash crop in Kentucky?
You know, it's going to be finding those markets and building the infrastructure. And most importantly, the federal ban still hinders any industry progress. The United States government still recognizes this as an illegal substance. So first and foremost, we need to lift that ban so industry investment does grow and people aren't afraid that any day now they're going to cut off the program or, you know, something can come in, because right now it's all for research. So really lifting that ban and getting industry investment, capital investment, government support and funding in here, because the industry can't grow without, you know, that initial investment. But we know the markets are there. They're available. You know, you've got food, textiles, auto industry, fuel. The list goes on and on. So it's really just building the processing capabilities, getting that infrastructure built, and getting investment in the industry.
And I guess we should mention that Kentucky's delegation, by and large, supports what you guys are doing.
Oh, definitely, yes. I believe Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul just came out with a statement, since it is National Hemp History Week. And they gave a positive report and said that they would be moving forward with working on this legislation. And both McConnell and Paul have put forward the Industrial Hemp Farming Act in the Senate. And even Kentucky's Thomas Massey has put one forth in the House. So both of those bills are in place by Kentucky legislators, and they're really pushing forward not only on a state level, but on the federal level as well.
Talk about some of the particulars of the hemp symposium at Henry Clay, and especially the dinner.
Yes, so we have a wonderful list of speakers going on from 1 until 6 throughout the day. We've got the Commissioner of Agriculture coming out. We've got some historical researchers and speakers at the beginning of the day that will start us off and give us, you know, a background of Kentucky's history and the evolution there and how it impacted the global economy as well. And then we'll have a break and transition into current Kentucky processors and participants who have companies that are working on anywhere from hemp food development here in Kentucky to hemp oil and even CBD, those therapeutic products that a lot of people are really interested in. So we'll give a really well-rounded view of the industry through our speakers. And then at 6 o'clock, we have a reserved dinner for 75. We're almost sold out. So if users are, guests are interested, they can call the Henry Clay Estate to make those reservations. But it's prepared by Chef Jeremy Ashby. It's actually a hemp-infused dinner with food sponsored by Victory Hemp Foods. And he's making a wonderful 5-course meal. There's going to be some hemp-crusted chicken, some hemp and quinoa salad, a bunch of really delicious items, along with some hemp-infused adult beverages. We've got Henry Clay's hemp julep that we're really excited about, especially since Henry Clay supposedly coined the mint julep. So it seemed like a fitting catch there. And then we also have some hemp tote bags we're giving away, full of hemp products from the National Hemp History Week sponsors, from our sponsors through Kentucky Hempsters. So people will get to go home and try these throughout the week themselves and see what they like, from hemp lotion to, again, more hemp foods and hemp paper and information like that. So we're really excited to offer this full experience at this historical estate so relevant to this movement.
I love it. It sounds like the Academy Awards. You got a hemp swag bag.
Yeah, we definitely do. We're pretty excited about it. So, and we haven't heard of any other events offering, you know, an opportunity like this. So, like I said, we're really trying to offer that full experience and really give Kentuckians and people in Lexington a view of, you know, their heritage and what this industry once was and what it can be again through this. So hopefully people will get a good idea and leave really inspired by the industry and looking to get involved.
Well, Alyssa Erickson of the Kentucky Hempsters, thanks for talking to us for a few minutes today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.